Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on the rise of India's space startups. The participants are Padmashri Dr. Pramod Kale, former Director ISRO, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor.
Good evening and welcome to today's episode of Insights. Speaking of opportunity, today the country is witnessing an unprecedented opportunity indeed in the space sector. India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. Speaking at the inauguration of Skyroot's Infinity Campus through video conference today, Prime Minister Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has undertaken several historic reforms in India's space sector. Today's conversation is all about India's growth in the space sector. Today, we get to be in conversation with Dr. Pramod Kale, former director, ISRO, or Indian Space Research Organization. Good evening and welcome to the show, Dr. Kale. Thank you so much for sparing your valuable time and joining us.
Good evening.
So do you quickly want to take us through ISRO's journey and how that has impacted you personally while you were there and, you know, any memories that you might be getting at the moment?
We started very early, immediately after the International Geophysical Year 1957, where research work was being conducted in the upper atmosphere, cosmic rays and other disciplines. And also on 4th October 1957, the first satellite was launched by USSR. That is the time when I was a student and I had decided to join with the space effort. I hoped at that time that the space effort would be coming. And yes, it did come up. And in 1963, a team was sent to the Goddard Space Flight Center of NASA for getting the training in rocket launching. And I was part of that particular team. APJ Abdul Kalam was also part of the team, and he was the only aeronautical engineer, while some of us were electronics engineers, mechanical engineers, etc. And we started the work, and in 1963, 21st November, we launched our first rocket. And that is the time when Dr. Bhabha was also with us at the time of the launch, and Dr. Vikram Sarabhai was there. Dr. Sarabhai had talked with us earlier also that our first rocket launch would be with, say, NASA rocket. But later on, we have to build our own rockets, our own space efforts must definitely take us to the launching of our own communication satellites also. And that's how I got involved in our communication satellite program. In 1975, had two major events for the space-related things. One was the launch of the Aryabhatta satellite and also the conduct of the satellite instructional television experiment, which brought television through satellite communications throughout the country. And that particular success led to the INSAT satellite, the Apple satellite, and also by 1980-81, our efforts to launch our own satellite using our own launch vehicle. That really fructified with the SLV-3. And after SLV-3, we went ahead with development of the satellites, development of the space applications, and also development of newer launch vehicles. We developed the augmented satellite launch vehicle, we developed polar satellite launch vehicle, and then the GSLV. And today we are with the larger satellite LVM-3. And looking forward to the manned space flights taking place, not just only looking at the satellites, but also taking into consideration what a manned space flight will definitely mean for our country. Now, private industries are also coming up, and I'm really happy that this particular initiative of Skyroot has now taken up, and the Prime Minister has inaugurated that.
I think we can call it Bharat's space sector skyrocketing in the true sense indeed. And apart from public-private partnership,
yes,
which we will get to in a short while because that is the crux of our conversation today. I also want to quickly spend some time talking about how that is making India an attractive destination for global investors. So you see a lot of global firms wanting to invest in India's space sector, launch satellites here or manufacture them here. Just a quick word on that.
Mm-hmm. When we developed the polar satellite launch vehicle and its capabilities, initially it was only for the remote sensing satellites. That's what everybody kept on thinking, but it was not really the case. The same polar satellite launch vehicle was used even for launching our first meteorological satellite in geostationary orbit that was named as the Kalpana satellite. We used the same launch vehicle to launch Chandrayaan. and later on the Mangalyaan also. So we knew the capability of our vehicle was there. The same vehicle was also used for launching at one time 104 satellites. So definitely it was a very, very attractive proposition for others to come to India and launch their satellites. And I'm quite certain that our future will also be there with respect to our launch vehicles, which we are developing. Recently, I saw the news item that next year will be the first launch of the PSLV, which will be made in the local industry. So far, we have been getting the work done in the local industry, but I think this is a very good industry initiative, if I'm not mistaken, of HAL and L&T, and I think they are going ahead with it. And once the deliveries start, we will know exactly whether we'll be able to do it successfully next year or not.
Well, it's only onwards and upwards from here. Now, before I can throw the next question at you, I would just like you to listen to what our Prime Minister said at the event.
Ye Gen G engineers, Gen G designers, Gen G coders और Gen G scientists नई नई टेक्नोलॉजी बना रहे हैं. प्रोपल्शन सिस्टम हो, कंपोजिट मटेरियल्स हो, रॉकेट स्टेजेज हो, सैटेलाइट प्लेटफॉर्म्स हो, भारत का युवा आज उन क्षेत्रों में काम कर रहा है जिनकी कुछ साल पहले कल्पना भी संभव नहीं थी. भारत का प्राइवेट स्पेस टैलेंट पूरी दुनिया में अपनी अलग पहचान बना रहा है. आज ग्लोबल इन्वेस्टर्स के लिए भारत का स्पेस सेक्टर एक अट्रैक्टिव डेस्टिनेशन बन रहा है.
Well, that's our Prime Minister praising Gen Z for all the right things. And he even mentioned that we have 300 plus space startups which are giving new hopes to India's space future. So I want to know from you, when it comes to this private space revolution in India, what sort of challenges can a space startup probably face? And what kind of scope does it have to expand in the future?
I think one has to look at it from the point of view as to the startup, in which particular area are they working. If they are working in the area of, say, propulsion, one of the challenges is going to be to ensure reliability, the quality assurance, and also the testing. I think for quite some time, these people, they will have to depend upon the testing facilities provided by ISRO. But I definitely urge everybody that they have to really start looking at their own captive test facilities. Because if they have to transport things to the ISRO's test facilities and then get the results, I think the time is going to be lost in that. And time schedules are going to be very, very important when we are looking at international efforts. I definitely would urge everybody to make certain that they really go through a proper testing, the reliability and quality assurance programs of their own. So far, what had been happening was that whatever we were designing, we were getting the things manufactured in the local industry, and even the quality assurance at that particular location was the responsibility of ISRO. But if the private industry can take up the responsibility, I'm quite certain they're fully capable of doing it. Question is investing in the proper facilities also. If they are getting into the launch vehicle itself, one of the real challenges that I have been watching is anything that is connected with the flight test is really a very, very disciplined effort which is really required. And currently, at least, I am quite concerned that in our country, even the model rockets launching is becoming a problem for the students, the developers with whom I have been working. And I am certain that the government will really take steps to make certain that we will be in a position to carry out flight tests. Because flight testing is definitely important. We do many of the static testing, we do many of the ground testing, but then finally the flight testing of the small rockets will definitely lead to a much better understanding of what are the industry's needs, at the same time what are the needs of the investors, their customers, and the applications of these small satellites. Because small satellites are going to really be very, very important in the future. I have been looking at some of the small satellites. They have got even the small satellites which can do astronomy type of work. And I think it's going to be very important from the point of view of not just only looking at the space, but looking down on the earth for the remote sensing, for, say, meteorology, for communications. And people are looking at swarms, or even the farms of satellites. Continuous swarm coming up of these particular satellites is going to be the future. The satellites which are near to the earth, and I'm quite certain that it will not really stop there. People will be thinking about even going to the moon or going to Mars, and I'm quite certain that the younger generation is fully capable of doing it. Question is, how much do they really take it up further, invest in the proper testing facilities and delivery on time to the time schedule and to the requirements of the safety as required?
Well, I'm being reminded of a very beautiful quote, and incidentally, it also brings in the moon and stars. It goes something like this. shoot for the moon. Even if you miss it, you will certainly land among the stars. So I guess that fits quite appropriately in the context of our conversation.
Let me give you another better quote. This is from a book called as Management Thoughts by Pramod Batra. He had written that if you aim for the stars, you might not actually get one, but you will not come up with a fistful of mud either.
So we see a very unique public-private partnership booming in the space sector. And I think credits to the government for giving it that push. And these 300-plus space startups are proof that how Gen Z and these startups are kind of becoming the foundation to take India's space industry even further. Well, let's now also listen to what the Prime Minister said about the role of youth in India's space program.
Jab sarkar ne space sector ko open kiya, to desh ke yuva aur khaskar hamare Gen Z youth iska bharpur fayda uthane ke liye aage aa gaye. Aaj Bharat ke 300 se adhik space startups Bharat ke space future ko nayi ummeedein de rahe hain. और इसमें भी खास ये कि हमारे अधिकार और हमारे अधिकतर स्पेस स्टार्टअप्स इसकी शुरुआत बहुत छोटी टीम से हुई है और मुझे इन सब को पिछले 5-6 साल में लगातार मिलने का अवसर मिला है. कभी दो लोग, कभी पांच साथी, कभी एक छोटा सा किराए का कमरा. टीम छोटी थी, संसाधन सीमित थे, लेकिन इरादे नई बुलंदी छूने के हैं. यही वो भावना है जिसने भारत में प्राइवेट स्पेस रिवॉल्यूशन को जन्म दिया है.
I would quickly like your thoughts on that, and I would really want you to also talk about how in the coming times this public-private partnership is going to be at the center of India's space program.
If you look back on some of the things that ISRO had been doing, and that is ISRO designing something, developing the technology, then transferring the technology to industry, the industry making those particular things and delivering it back to ISRO. But I think there is a definite possibility that all these startups, they have their own ideas, and I think they will be in a position to really come up with newer ideas, newer products, or newer ways of doing the things the way it is really required to be done. ISRO has a very robust sponsored research program, but this sponsored research program is definitely limited, confined to the research work being carried out in universities, IITs, engineering colleges. I think ISRO will have to also take a look at it, whether such research work which is required to be, again, to meet ISRO's requirements, whether it can be carried out by the private industries also. This would really open up the sector for getting their ideas through and actually delivering the things that ISRO definitely needs in the future, particularly for the manned spaceflight program. When we are talking about, we are not going to stop just only at one or two flights. We are going to finally go to the level which says that, okay, we are going ahead with our own space station, Bharatiya Space Station, and we will have a much larger presence in space. That presence is for to do what? There are various things people are looking at as to whether we could have manufacturing in space, the kind of glass that is required for some optical fibers. Yes, maybe that, maybe even the large size molecules which are required for medicinal purposes. Scope is unlimited in my opinion. And in order to do so, the private industry also will have to start looking at as to how they can really participate in the research and development program, and with their own ideas, in their own facilities, they can carry out such research work connected with the materials, connected with structures, connected with even chemicals. Certainly, they can really do that kind of a thing.
And as the Prime Minister rounded off his speech that it's time to make the 21st century the century of Bharat, both on Earth and in space. Well, he said it. I quote it here. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Kale. Okay. And always a pleasure talking to you. And this conversation, I think, is going to be special for both our team and our listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on the rise of India's space startups. The participants were Padma Shri Dr. Pramod Kale, former director, ISRO, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Insights.